You buy Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we're shining the spotlight on Avon Lake, and we bring in Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent. Bob, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you this afternoon?
I am doing great, Andy, and it's always great to be with you.
Well, so many topics to tackle today, and I want to begin with some of the comments made by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine yesterday discussing that the K through 12 schools plan on reopening in the fall. He also mentioned the decision will be made by each individual district. And I'm just kind of curious as to what kinds of challenges for you guys at Avon Lake lie ahead trying to get back into opening up the schools again.
Well, and I think the how is the question. You know, we prayed, you know, that we wouldn't have to stay remotely going into August. You know, the last 2 months has been hard on everybody, students especially, but, you know, difficult for parents, difficult for staff. You know, we have to applaud everybody for working so hard to get us to the end of this school year. And of course, the last thing we wanted to do was have to open up being completely remote and going like we were now. So it's great news that the state is going to support us in getting everybody back on campuses. But I think the thing that hasn't been answered yet is how that's going to look. You know, we know there are going to be some requirements for us on what we have to do for safety for kids and for staff in the fall. And I think that's what we're waiting for right now. So the first part is exciting that, yeah, we're going to be back. We're going to have school. Will it look like it did pre-March 17th? Probably not. And that's what we're really waiting for at this point.
Which is going to be really fascinating because we've heard a lot of some of these ideas. You know, is there a blended system going to be in play? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that might depend on each individual district. But again, we're all kind of sitting in this waiting pattern to find out how that's all going to work. And, you know, the way things have gone down the last few months, it's had a profound effect on just about every grade level, but you can't help but think it's had a bigger impact on the seniors. And you guys recently honored seniors during the Anchors Down podcast. Explain to our listening audience what you guys were able to do on that particular episode.
You know, and you know, over this time, like a lot of different groups, we've been able to hone some skills very quickly that we didn't necessarily have before. Almost right before we had to shut school down, we finished our podcast studio here at Avon Lake High School. So over this time, we've been able to really test it out. You know, and with our seniors, we've had a couple of different opportunities. One was to have seniors call in and talk about what's been happening. We've had seniors on that have been able to talk about what their end of the school year has been like. So it was, you know, very, very interesting and lots of struggles. You know, and even though lots of good's out there, I think the biggest thing is that feeling of what's been lost. You know, what are those lasts as you finish up your high school career that you haven't been able to have? And a lot of our discussion has been, how do we create other things for them to make this memorable in these last few months?
Well, sticking with that exact theme, Bob, you guys have a plan for commencement over the next few days leading into the weekend. Could you explain what all you guys have planned?
And, you know, we've got several things. Is, you know, one of them, which is, you know, set for right now for Sunday at 4:00, we've been working with Channel 19, WOIO, and we've got an hour where we'll have a virtual celebration with our seniors. You know, we're excited to see that. A lot of the things that you would normally see at commencement, and people won't necessarily be able to be there, that large crowd. We usually have about 4,000 people at Memorial Stadium. And since we can't do that now, we're putting that on TV, on Channel 19, on Sunday, the 7th at 4:00. The next 3 days, as we surveyed our kids, a big part of that is being able to finish up in Memorial Stadium. That's tradition here at Avon Lake City Schools. And being able to process out and being able to walk out to the center of the field and get your diploma is big. And what we heard from the kids is they wanted to do that. You know, we had heard from a lot of other people that they're doing drive-bys or they're doing it in their performing arts center. Our kids wanted to do it at the stadium. And that's what we're going to be doing over the next 3 days, starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, 9 to 6 tomorrow, 9 to 6 on Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday. We're giving every senior that wants to the opportunity to walk out to the center of the field with their families and get their diploma.
Very, very cool stuff. Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent. He's our guest here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. So over the next 3 days, commencement at Avon Lake, and hopefully you'll get lots of cooperation from Mother Nature. And you know, we talked recently, Bob, about how things are probably going to change in the fall. But today, June 3rd, marks the last day for remote learning for this school year. And just kind of curious, overall, how did that process go for the entire district?
You know, again, this is the hard part, is saying, it was great. And it was great because, you know, we got up and running very, very fast. And there were lots of things, lots of struggles by people. But what I'm most proud of is people fought through it, you know, and whether there were issues with kids being connected, whether there were issues with even our staff members making sure they could consistently connect online with kids, we battled through it. And we had lots and lots of positives across the board. You know, we felt like and feel like that we are in a good spot at the end of the school year. Most importantly, to be able to start next school year. You know, we know that there was content that people couldn't get to. We know that there were things that didn't happen that would normally happen as far as kids really getting knowledge and being able to move forward and our checks on where they are knowledge-wise. But we feel like we ended up in a great spot where we can go forward next fall and fill those gaps in.
And it's going to be interesting in the fall just to see how much things have changed. But one thing that never seems to change, the amount of awards that Avon Lake City Schools always seem to garner. And this year, the district treasurer's office was recently awarded the Auditor of State Award with distinction. So congratulations on that. And for those who aren't aware, can you explain what this award is all about?
Autumn Reed is our treasurer, and our treasurer's office, of course, does everything from handling all the school dollars that come in, whether it's from parents for fees or lunchroom. They also, of course, do all of our payroll for our staff. You know, it's a huge job, very complicated, and we're audited every year by the state. And the award that she got is very, very rare. Basically, they came in and said that our audit was clean, not even a management letter. So as they looked through everything that we did over the past year, you know, they did not find any issues with anything that we did as far as the treasurer's office go. So very few people in the state get that, and we're very, very proud of Autumn and all of the people in the treasurer's office that make that possible. So, you know, that definitely is a feather in our hat.
No question about that. Well, Bob, we kind of leave you with this. We've touched on a host of different topics throughout the course of the interview here, but I want to hit on this because I think this is a question that I think just about every superintendent, not only in Lorain County, but all across the state of Ohio, will have to address at some point. But for you and Avon Lake, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges over the next couple of months trying to get ready for the fall in the next school year? What are some of the biggest challenges facing you guys as you try and get back to whatever that new normal might be?
You know, on one side, and I think back to that new normal is, you know, we're waiting patiently and we're telling all of our community members, our parents and our kids, right now we want to be patient because we know that at some point the state is going to come out with guidelines for how we have to handle school. And most of those are going to be around the safety area. So, of course, that is going to be huge for us. You know, how do we make our facilities safe for everybody to come to every day? And whether that's PPE, it's cleaning, it's wiping down, doing all the things you knew we need to do, social distancing every day to keep our staff and our students safe. So, of course, that piece is just going to be huge. The second piece, which, you know, sometimes right now is getting overlooked, is that academic piece. You know, we know we only have so much time with kids in any given year, and we need to be able to have school and need to be able to work with all of our kids, regardless of their needs, to make sure that they're educated appropriately, that the learning they need to have is appropriate. And that issue always comes down to time. And we know we've got so many hours in every day, and to that bigger picture is we know we only have so many years. Nothing is going to change for those kids that need to graduate next year or the year after or the year after. And if we create gaps now, we have to figure out how to fill those gaps in before they walk out our door later on.
Very, very interesting stuff as always. Bob, we always appreciate the insight. Always enjoy the conversation, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Well, Dan, thank you to WEOL for all they do, and thank you for having me on. It's always a great pleasure.
Thank you, Bob. Again, that's Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. 3 days of commencement for Avon Lake, and that